Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Here's one of my favorite people. Now, I'm watching a game on CBS Sportsnet a couple weeks ago, and like, Ross Tucker, now I'm going to be able to learn more about a game. Ross, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me, man. You know I'm a big fan of yours and love getting a chance to listen to your broadcast every time I can. Except you guys are playing at noon too much. I call a noon game for CBS Sports Network almost every Saturday, so I preferred it when you guys did 3:30s. Or even a couple times I've caught you at night, like the Ohio State game, driving back from Buffalo. Too many noon games for me this year, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of them. So they got one this week, and then next week will be Michigan State at either 3:30 or 4. I want to ask you about the college football playoff for a moment. Georgia plays Charleston Southern. That doesn't sit right with me because you know their ranking at that time. Alabama plays New Mexico State. That doesn't sit right with me because you choose to play these teams when the playoff committee is ranking. And the playoff committee blows it off every year. I think they should send a message. What do you think?
Send a message in what way?
Drop them to 5 and 6 respectively this week, and then after this weekend when they play somebody legit, then you can move them back to 1 and 2. But at least for a week, send the message, hey, look, don't schedule like that when we're ranking.
That's interesting. It doesn't really bother me. The SEC always has this week before the rivalry games or whatever where they play an FCS team. That part of it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the inconsistency regarding what the committee's looking for. You know, it's, you know, the Oregon win over Ohio State, that head-to-head matters. But
yep.
The Michigan State win over
Spot
Michigan,
on.
That head-to-head doesn't matter. So that's the problem I have. And then I don't know how you feel, Steve, but the Cincinnati thing really bothers me. I mean, everybody agrees that Georgia's the best team. Well, I watched Cincinnati play them in the bowl game last year, and I thought Cincinnati was the better team. I thought Cincinnati should have won the game. They kind of blew it at the end, but they were the better team. Oh, well, Georgia, you know, Georgia didn't care as much. I can't stand that SEC logic. You don't get to say every bowl game other than the college football playoff, if you're an SEC team, you don't care as much. And by the way, if they had one or two guys that didn't play because they're going to the NFL, those are the guys playing this year. That's this year's team. This year's Georgia team played in the Sugar Bowl, whatever it was, against Cincinnati last year, and Cincinnati was the better team. And oh, by the way, how many teams, Steve, have a better win than Cincinnati does this year? They won by double digits at top 10 Notre Dame. They won by 2 scores at top 10 Notre Dame. Maybe Oregon's win at Ohio State. That's about it. So Cincinnati's undefeated. We see them. They're a good team. The quarterback's a pro. The corner's a top 3-round pick. The DN's a top 3. Like, they've got pros on their team. They're a good team.
Well, let me add one more in on Cincinnati. The game was in Atlanta. Okay? It's a home game. And let's be honest about it. Cincinnati in some ways lost that game because you're right. They were better. I know Georgia had a tough opener with Clemson, but Cincinnati's played them better than any other team the last 11 games.
I would love to hear what people would be saying right now if Cincinnati had won that game. I think it would affect how they view Cincinnati a little bit. It's just a shame. I mean, it really is. Like, how they're not in the top 4 right now is beyond me.
And that's they're sitting at 5 right now. Now, maybe if Alabama, see, the Alabama-Georgia thing will be interesting, Ross. Say Alabama negotiates the last 2, Arkansas and Auburn, and they play Georgia, and Georgia wins. Do they keep Cincinnati out and keep Alabama in as a 2-loss team? When that happens, I think you're going to see all heck break loose.
Well, so here's the thing. Alabama's going to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game. If that happens, I really believe it. I think Georgia's the better team, and I think Georgia would get them again in the national championship game. But I've been to the SEC championship game a couple times. It's just, it's hard to go undefeated. It's hard to go the whole year without losing. Alabama's really good, and I would imagine that there's a decent chance Georgia loses that game. Now, if Georgia wins that game, and they still try to put Alabama into the college football playoff when there's undefeated Cincinnati, then we have a major, major problem. But I also, I'm not convinced Ohio State is going to be able to go unscathed against Michigan State, Michigan, and in the Big Ten championship game against which looks like Wisconsin now, which is amazing when you think about that, that Wisconsin's battled all the way back. You know, that win for Penn State, I guess, is looking – it looked good at first, then it looked not that great for a while, and now it's looking good again.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've got to ask you, you and I and Eagle did the Dolphins game with the Ravens, right? And the Robert Hunt play. So I mean, your call on it was phenomenal. What was it like watching it in real time?
Well, so you'll appreciate this, Steve. My initial thought, well, first of all, seeing him catch it and make a move and dive in, I was laughing. But then I had to look at the monitor right away because there was a small part of me that maybe thought I missed something and that they had Hunt as a goal line tight end on the play. They were at like the 12-yard line, though, so that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But I thought, because he did it so naturally. I mean, like, Steve, he looked back for the ball like the play was designed for him. Then he caught it, and he followed the blocking in front of him. I mean, meanwhile, all the while, he knows it's illegal. Then he dives into the end zone. Like, I have no idea what he was doing, but it's absolutely – every aspect of it is hilarious. And think about, by the way, how agile – he looked at 6'6", 327 to be able to look like that with the ball in his hands in open space. I mean, that's one of my favorite plays ever. But my immediate reaction was, where did he line up? And then when I saw the replay on the in the booth on the monitor, I thought, oh, he was a guard. I'm like, he can't catch the ball. He lined up at right guard.
Yeah. But it was still, I mean, In the NFL, which can be the no fun league at times, that was fun.
Oh, it was awesome. And that was actually a pretty terrible game. So that kind of got the game going then a little bit. Then the Ravens did a little something. And between Brissett getting hurt and Tua having to come off the bench and then Hunt and then the Ravens trying to make a game of it, we got some excitement later in the game. Strange game.
I got to ask you about, I know you follow Penn State very closely. Obviously, it's been a frustrating 6-4. What's been your thought when you've had a chance to at least look at it some?
Yeah, you know, very disappointing because when they got off to such a good start, there was just such excitement. I mean, you know, I live in Harrisburg, and all my family and friends are diehard Penn State fans, so it was just a very encouraging start to win those games against, you know, what have turned out to be pretty good Wisconsin and Auburn teams. I think the one thing that jumps out to me for sure is just how hard Penn State's schedule was this year.
Yeah.
But the thing that bothers me the most that's unfortunate is that if Clifford doesn't get hurt against Iowa, they win that game going away. They beat Illinois. And so then that Ohio State game, you know, I'm at the age now, Steve, and you probably are as well. I'd love to see Penn State do well. I'd love to see them win the whole thing and whatever, but and go to the college football playoff. But what I really like when they play in big games. I really like when the excitement is ratcheted up and, you know, all eyes are on them. And, you know, the Illinois and the Iowa games are the ones that bother me the most just because, you know, that Ohio State game would have been epic then, even more so than it was. And then after that, you know, then they have the Michigan game. They still would have only been a one-loss team and very much in the mix. So that's probably the part that bothers me the most. But injuries happen, and they did not have a very good solution for it. You know, they fell apart after he got hurt against Iowa, and then certainly against Illinois. They didn't stop him on defense, and Clifford was clearly pretty banged up still. So it's been very unfortunate because it feels like they have more talent than a 6-4 team.
You're always great to talk to, Ross. Thanks a lot for your time, my friend. Appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Take care, Steve.